The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 597, Mayberry Days is a go for 2020. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some of the great things they've got over there. The 2021 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar is now available. You can head over and get you one at Weavers Department Store. And while you're there, you might as well pick up some of the Mayberry Christmas ornaments. There's four of them now. There's kerosene cucumbers and everything. So go and check it out over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of this episode, number 597, are the folks who attended the Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always great to spend time with you here in Mayberry. Each week, we get to spend just a little bit of time just talking about our favorite show, the people who live there, or something related to it. And tonight, we're going to be talking about Mayberry Days. 2020 is a go. Okay, it's a go for 2020. So there was an article that came out earlier this week in the Mount Airy News and newspaper, and we're going to go over that, and then we're going to follow up with Randy Turner. I got a couple of other things we're going to throw in there, but let's go ahead and get this started with the news, because that's the important part here. So the Arts Council at Mayberry Days says Mayberry Days is a go. There's been a lot of misinformation or speculations or one thing and another that have been going on for a while. So I wanted to make sure you guys knew what the actual report is. Now, this is coming from, again, the Mount Airy News in Mount Airy, North Carolina. John Peters wrote this, and it just came out on the 30th of August. So this is, as I'm recording this, it's only a day old. So the fans of the Andy Griffith Show often cite various enduring qualities that keep the show funny and relevant and popular today, 6 decades after the show debuted. Boy, isn't that true? That's how he led off. The same can be said for the local Mayberry Days Festival, which is proving to be enduring itself, even in the midst of a global COVID-19 pandemic. Unless something drastic happens before then, the Surrey Arts Council's Tanya Jones says the festival will go on September 21st through September the 27th. The only question is how much of the event's activities will be held as planned or have to be altered based on the statewide pandemic restrictions. Okay, so all you folks that have been worried about Mayberry Days or want to go to Mayberry Days or afraid it's not going to happen or don't know what to do about Mayberry Days, this will give you just a little bit more insight into what they're thinking. Tanya Jones, executive director of the Surrey Arts Council, which puts on the annual festival, said what format the festival takes will depend upon where the state is on Governor Roy Cooper's COVID-19 restriction plan. At present, the state is in phase 2. Which limits outdoor gatherings to 25 people and indoor gatherings to 10. In addition to requiring individuals to wear a mask and practice social distancing for many of those events, on August the 5th, the governor announced that he was extending the phase 2 until September 11th to see what effect reopening schools and colleges had on the state's virus numbers. Tanya had hoped to have more definitive answer on this year's Mayberry Days by mid-August, but the governor's moves have left her and the festival's organizers in kind of a limbo, though determined to hold an event in some form. This is a quote from Tanya saying, "We have the exact same position we had before. Whatever the guidelines, we will honor them. She said that on Thursday. Whatever it takes to do that, we will do. But we have a number of events that can go on if the current guidelines are in place. If he says we have to keep those in place, we can still do that. Among those activities that can go on even under current guidelines, phase two guidelines, are some of the fans' favorites, like the youth trivia contest, the world championship of Andy Griffith Show trivia, the apple peeling contest, the pork chop eating contest, the cornhole competition. They have a cornhole competition. I never got to play that. The Mayberry Days hay bell toss. I bet Ernest T's good at that. And others. There's a lot of things that are outdoors that you can actually do. Fans really enjoy those. All those things we do around the playhouse, and they can still go on. In addition, Joan said she and other organizers have added a few indoor activities that can be they can include smaller numbers of people, depending on the statewide guidelines that are in place. Among those are tours of like the Andy Griffith Playhouse and a backstage area, as well as new exhibits that will be on public display for the very first time. One of those exhibits is called Betty Lynn's Hollywood Squares, which will be on display as part of the painting class offered during the festival. Betty was a painter, and most people don't know that, Tanya said, of the Mount Airy resident and actress who played Thelma Lou. We have a TV screen in the visual arts studio, and the video with Betty talking and showing the things that she painted, so folks can find out a new talent of Betty Lynn. That was Tanya told that. The tours, classes, exhibits will be limited to 10 people, including the tour guides, under present state guidelines. If more relaxed phase three guidelines are in place, the tours and exhibits will be able to accommodate more individuals. Each year, there generally is a silent auction put on by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club fans. But this year, Joan said they will be holding a live auction at the amphitheater with proceeds going to the Arts Council. So this year they're going to do a live auction instead of a silent auction. That's a great idea. She said bidders will be able to maintain social distancing at the amphitheater because it's all outdoors, right? The annual golf tournament called the Emmett will likewise be held. Though there could be some limitations on how many individuals can ride in each golf cart. And at present, only one may ride in each, with the exception of two per cart if they're family members. Okay, so you only have one person in a cart unless you're a family member, then you can have two people. All right. As for the various shows, concerts, and the parade, the fate of those components of the festival won't be known until September 11th if the state moves into phase three. She said most of them would be held, but if phase two restrictions are extended, most of them would have to be canceled. So if it goes to phase three, most of the concerts can happen, but if it stays in phase two, most of those will be canceled. So that's the parade and the various shows that they do and the concerts. Those would have to be canceled if it stays in phase two. So be watching what the governor says. Here's another quote from Tanya. Betty Lynn and the squad cars will be driving around town and waving at people, she said, but the large official parade held each year would have to be canceled. So, if you do come and you're on the streets of the town of Mount Airy down there on Main Street, you might very likely see Thelma Lou drive by in the squad car waving at everybody and maybe taking pictures through the window, you know, so she's safe. While the festival has grown to a full week in recent years with concerts and shows and activities starting on Monday, the official mayor's proclamation for Mayberry Day still takes place on Friday of the festival week. That ceremony is still on target for this year because it's outside. Again, we can do most of the stuff outside. Being the amphitheater, we can socially distance, Joan said. That's what Tanya said, right? With the uncertainty comes an equal amount of questions about, you know, what guests will be able to attend. And not only will some of the musical guests have to wait and see if their concerts are allowed. But many other guests won't know about cross-country flights and travel options until later in September. It's just something we're going to have to decide last minute. That's what Tanya said, talking about the affected guest. They're going to hold on until the last minute. They're just going to have to hold on. Others, such as actors who appeared on the show and are sending autographed photos to the Arts Council, to Tanya, for her to be able to distribute if the guests aren't able to make the trip themselves. Okay. Well, less than a month before the festival, Tanya remains hopeful that we'll be able to put on the bulk of the planned events. We're really optimistic, she said, adding she's already getting emails and calls from fans who are coming, even if a reduced festival schedule is necessary. It's all about Mayberry. There will be plenty of special things keeping it Mayberry. So that is the report, the most recent report about what's going on in Mount Airy. And I wanted to make sure I told this because I have seen amazing amounts of speculation. And not only speculation, declarations of what was and was not going to happen. And I was like, how can they possibly know this when Tanya, who is the one who actually organizes it and puts it on at the Surrey Arts Council, she's the head, she hasn't made the call yet. So how do all these people how do they know what she's going to do? Now, you can speculate and guess, but that's the official word that we have as of it was actually published on the 30th of August, 2020. Okay, so there you go. So make your decisions and your plans accordingly so that you can try to be there or not be there or try to figure out how you're going to handle it if you can't go. Because I understand there are people who are very concerned about the COVID virus and concerned because they're in the groups that are most vulnerable. And we don't want anybody to get sick. We want everybody to be safe and healthy and be back at Mayberry Days in 2021. So everybody take care of yourself. But if you feel like it's something you want to do, or if you already had COVID and you're kind of feel like, hey, I'm already over it because there's some number of people that applies to, I'd like to go to something. I'm tired of being at home all the time. Mayberry Days will be somewhere you can go. Just be careful. Stay away from each other. You can talk from a distance. Wear a mask if you can't stay more than 6 feet apart. And wash your hands. That's it. That's the best you can do. All right. So that's the report. So now I just wanted to mention this past weekend, because of the Mayberry meetup, which this podcast was brought to you by the folks who attended, we had a virtual Mayberry meetup on both Friday and Saturday night. So it was a lot of fun. I even have a logo that I had created for the virtual Mayberry meetup. Where we all had a good time and went and visited. Now, what it really was a Zoom meeting, and only people who were members of the Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook group were actually invited. So I want to go ahead and speak to that a little bit. There have been a lot of people who have been asking to be members of the Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook group. That's not the same as the page. Okay, I know it gets all confusing, but I want people to understand. There's been people who don't listen to the podcast, they don't watch the podcast, didn't even know there was a podcast, and they've asked to be a part of the group. And I've been respectfully telling them, I'm sorry, this is not the right place for you. I'm sorry, this is really meant for listeners and viewers and people who actually are invested in both the podcast and the Andy Griffith Show. Because there's lots of other Facebook groups that are about the Andy Griffith Show. And so I'm kind of being restrictive. It's a club, like they said, well, what kind of club is it if you let everybody in? Well, we're trying to kind of keep it nice. And I'm trying to make sure that people who are in there are actually people who care about the podcast and each other. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I think I've made a couple of people upset because I told them that they, you don't watch the podcast. This isn't fit for you. And one guy today, he told me, I won't even say what he said, but it sounded a lot like what maybe Ben Sewell or Rafe Hollister might've said that everybody thinks that might have gotten through the censors on the Andy Griffith Show. And I was like, well, thank you for confirming my decision was correct. So if you like the show, if you're watching right now, you're in. All you got to do is answer the questions, because there's questions when you try to join. And if you answer them, you'll be through. And I'm limiting the people who come to these virtual meetups to the people in that group and people who support the podcast, like our patrons and folks like that. So we're going to be having more of these virtual meetups, because we had a great time this past weekend. At least I did. And there were several people that came both Friday and Saturday night. And we spent probably 2.5 hours both nights sitting around. We watched episodes. We watched videos. We talked about episodes. We played games. It was a lot of fun. So we're going to continue to do that on some kind of a regular basis. It'll probably be monthly or every other month. And we'll see. It'll probably not start back up until at least October. Because September's kind of full right now. And so that's where we're going to go. One final thing before we let Randy Turner talk, because I want to talk about Randy. Randy has started, if you guys are not a member of it, the Andy Griffith Show Ambassadors Program. Okay, so it's Ambassadors Program. And you can be a member, and it costs you basically $14 a year. It's $13.95 a year. And you get four little magazines that have all kinds of cool things in them. And if you had gotten, this is the first issue holding in my hand, and there's already a second issue out. Now, if you missed the first issue, there's stuff in here that I'd never heard before. Like, Asa was always a problem over to the bank, right? He was always going to sleep. Why do people keep hiring him? Well, Randy was able to find a location where there was actually a script that basically has Mr. Weaver and Mrs. Weaver talking. And it turns out in the script originally, Miss Weaver talks about, Mr. Weaver says, I'm going down to find out myself what sort of protection I'm getting at night. And Mrs. Weaver, who we never actually saw or didn't know there was a Mrs. Weaver, she says, what for? Uncle Asa's down there taking care of everything for you. He's watch man. That's what he's there to do. So anyway, it goes on and tells you more. There's stuff Randy has found that is amazing. So you always hear is This Week in Mayberry History Reports. He's got this little magazine you could subscribe, and you get cool stuff with it too. You get a certificate and stuff. So be watching in the show notes. And head over, you can just email Randy at turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you know how to get these. And it's definitely something you want. And as long as I'm talking about Randy, he's also in this month's Mayberry Magazine, or the summer's Mayberry Magazine. It came out a few months ago. It's the summer edition. He's got a huge article that he had written in this magazine that comes out from Mount Airy, talking about the 60th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. So Randy is everywhere. And speaking of him being everywhere, let's go and hear from him with This Week in Mayberry History. Well, there he is. He was shy tonight. Take it away, Randy.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Cole Avery appeared several times in the Andy Griffith Show, but he is likely best remembered as the second actor to play Ben Weaver. Toll, whose real first name was Taliaferro, was born in Fort Worth, Texas, on August the 28th, 1915. Not a lot about his personal life before becoming an actor is readily accessible, but at the age of 26, he enlisted in the United States Army in 1942. He may well have been involved in local radio before he enlisted, as it would probably have been previous experience that led to his being selected to work in the military with what was at the time the newly formed Armed Services Radio. The first transmission to troops was on July the 4th, 1943. Toll left the Army, having attained the rank of second lieutenant. Once back to civilian life, Toll first was heard nationally as one of the hosts of the Studebaker Show, beginning in 1946. Toll not only hosted, but also performed on the radio variety show, such as in his first appearance where he hosted and also told stories of the great Redwood Coast of California and Oregon. The following year, Toll made his straight acting debut in an episode of the detective radio program, Pat Novak for Hire. Herb Ellis, the second Bobby Fleet to appear in Mayberry, was also in the cast. Toll appeared several times throughout the rest of the 1940s in the radio drama Richard Diamond, Private Detective. He opened the 1950s with one more radio appearance, this time in The Story of Dr. Kildare, before making his movie debut, albeit in a small uncredited part, as a police captain in the crime flick Bunko Squad. When it comes to small uncredited parts, he was in good company in the film, which also included Mayberry's future fat little mayor, Dick Elliott. After two more similar roles in films that same year, the following year, Toll made his television debut in a 1951 episode of the anthology show Stars Over Hollywood, playing the lead. Toll was still not a small man when he appeared in Mayberry more than a decade after he first began acting in film and television, but he was heavier earlier in his career. He often played characters with names or descriptions such as Fat Hoodlum, Big Guy, and Fat Man. He was much in demand during the 1950s, appearing in 55 films and television series, often with multiple appearances in the series. Toll had small roles in some well-known films, such as All That Heaven Allows, Pal Joey, and North by Northwest. He played a recurring detective character in three episodes of The Thin Man, the TV series based on the wonderful film franchise. He often played police officers, but when he played villainous characters, they were invariably sophisticates and well-spoken, such as in six of the seven times he appeared in Maverick. In the 1960s, while Toll did play another recurring character in the drama Slattery's People, he began appearing more frequently in comedies, such as the Jack Benny program, My Three Sons, F Troop, Get Smart, and, of course, The Andy Griffith Show. Toll first appeared as Ben Weaver, a change in casting necessitated by Will Wright's passing. Toll played Ben in the season 4 classic episode, The Shoplifter. Toll also appeared in color episodes. He was a driver when Howard Sprague attempted a stand-up comedian career, and the frustrated jury foreman when Aunt Bee was on a jury and would not vote to convict. Toll also appeared in Gomer Pyle USMC, playing Lou Ann Poovy's father in one of his two appearances in the spinoff. Toll continued to be a busy character actor in the beginning of the next decade. He played another recurring character in two 1970 episodes of The Governor and JJ, and beginning the same year, played a judge in four episodes of The Young Lawyers. He kept appearing in both films and television until 1973, when Toll died of a heart attack at only the age of 58. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, care for one another, and take Andy's advice, and to act like somebody.
Well, once again, Randy comes up with some amazing information. If you want to make sure you don't miss out on all the stuff he's doing that I was already talking about, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you get all the information about the things he's doing for and around Mayberry. So thank you, Randy. I love these reports. They're always so fun to hear and see. Tyler Avery was also in Batman. He didn't mention that. Randy is I was surprised he didn't mention he was in Batman as well. But the old Adam West version, he was in there. So great job, Randy. So I think that's all I've got for you tonight. Other than I want you to look forward to this coming month. I'm going to be gone a good bit doing the Mayberry Man movie. So y'all just keep that in your thoughts as we travel, and hope everybody stays safe and well. So keep that in your thoughts. But I have not left you with nothing. There won't be any live shows basically in September until the 28th. But next week, you can look forward to hearing more from Danny Vinson. We're going to have a little behind-the-scenes tour with Danny. Hopefully, you've listened to his podcast episode or watched it, the one we did earlier. And he will be doing another one coming up on the 7th, 8th of September. Which is it? The 8th? The 8th is the 8th of September. And then on the 15th of September, Randy Turner will be the subject. He's going to be here. We're going to have an interview with Randy, and we'll find out even more information about the man himself. We know all these things he's doing, but we're going to get to hear a little bit more about him. So I think you'll enjoy that. The week of the 21st of September is Mayberry Days week. So we will be taking off. There will be no podcast that week, and we'll be back with live shows recording on the 28th of September. So there you go. So you've listened to this point, you might actually care. So I want you to be thinking about us and keeping everybody in your thoughts and prayers, and watch the Facebook page for Two Chairs No Wedding. There'll be videos and stuff, I think, coming from the Mayberry Man set. We'll definitely, because Otis and I'll be traveling together, we'll definitely have things that we'll just be busting to tell things, but we can't tell things about the movie, but we can definitely have a lot of fun. So y'all be watching the Facebook page and maybe even the YouTube channel for some extra content that won't be the podcast, but it'll be related. All right. So I would love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415. If you can't remember those, head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and the information is right there. I'd love to hear what you think. Hear what your thoughts are. Hey, should mention, when we come back on the 28th of September, we'll be recording our 600th episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And it'll be the week of the 60th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. Wow, it's big. A movie, the 60th anniversary, the 600th anniversary. Oh, my goodness. Can't wait to see y'all then. Have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.